Wisconsin's Afternoon News podcast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating. Your comfort is their family's tradition. Visit DaveDrakeCamp.com. Okay, here we go. It was the deadline at 3 o'clock time.
Yeah.
But apparently, I just looked at the latest reporter notes with Sean Diddy on his sentencing. Prosecutors want 11 years. He's supposed to be addressing the court right now.
Right now.
It's in federal court, so we can't see anything.
Yeah.
But we have the best in the business, ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, what have we learned so far today?
Oh, you're too kind. Well, what we've learned is that Sean Diddy Combs has taken the stand in a very emotional testimony. He apologized to Cassie Ventura, one of his victims, to the woman identified as Jane. He called his behavior disgusting, shameful, and sick. My mother raised me to be better than this. He says, I've lost everything, my reputation, my family, my businesses. He said, I beg your honor for mercy. He apologized to his mom and to his kids. He said, I have nobody to blame but myself. So that's the dramatic highlight of the testimony. Of course, six of his kids tearfully testified. They played an 11-minute video about his life to show the whole man. But the judge has been a little bit stern in his comments. He's raised questions as to whether the remorse is sincere. And we're looking at basically 5 to 7 years as the probation department's recommendation. The judge could go up or down based on what happens today.
I guess the overall feeling while in the courtroom, can you kind of give us a glimpse of that? I mean, we're, you know, obviously from the outside and following it on social media, but it's different being there.
Yeah, personally, I haven't been in the courtroom today, but based on what we're hearing about the testimony, it has to be riveting. Because remember, he didn't testify in the trial. He did what a lot of high-profile criminal defendants and non-high-profile criminal defendants do. They don't want to roll the dice. They could have a terrible day on the stand. And so, in fact, it probably worked out okay for him, because you'll recall he was found not guilty of the counts sex trafficking and racketeering that could have landed him in prison for life. Instead, what he's looking at here is probably in the range of 5 to 6 years. If the judge is kind of leaning toward his side, it could be lower, 2, 3, 4 years, or he could go higher.
Yeah, a lot of people were wondering, why is it just only, you know, the prosecutors are only suggesting a short amount of time. We thought he was going to be behind bars for decades. So that really clears it up, Royal. The sketches of him are so savage. Usually we would see him, you know, like the video that his defense attorneys had was, you know, him looking so great. And now he has a white beard, white hair. He's going to be speaking. Do you think that him saying that to the court, to the judge, and apologizing will be in his favor with sentencing?
Oh, absolutely. It has to help. Now, it may only help a little, because the judge has indicated he's a little cynical about whether there's true remorse. But, you know, man to man, when Diddy is looking at the guy in the eye today in New York City court, you never know. The judge may say, you know, I'm picking up some sincerity vibes here. But let's face it, judges are grizzled and cynical. They've seen it all thousands of times. Everybody that comes in front of them, in criminal court anyway, is doing anything they can to either stay out of prison or reduce the sentence. And so the judge is bound to be cynical, but we don't know. We'll probably know by the end of the day. It's usually one, two, or three hours for these things. But, of course, this is Sean Diddy Combs, so it looks like it's going to take up pretty much the whole day there in New York.
So long. Do you think that the judge will do the sentencing today? Because he did have that, you know, imaginary, or he set the deadline for 4 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, I think we will hear a decision today, because it's traditional for judges. They may take a few minutes to collect their thoughts in their chambers, but it's rare for them to say, I'll come back next week, I'll give you my decision. I think we're going to learn Diddy's fate within a few hours.
He is ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks.
From the WTMJ Breaking News Center, want to let you know, we just had ABC News Royal Oaks talking about Sean Diddy Combs and his sentencing. Well, it just happened in federal court in Manhattan. He has been sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in prison. This has been an ongoing story for a long time. He faces a sordid criminal case that could have had him behind bars for decades, but the jury acquitted him of more serious racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking charges. And he's now sentenced over the Mann Act, which makes it illegal to transport someone across state lines for the purpose of prostitution or other illegal acts. Sean Diddy Combs, famous rap mogul, sentenced to 4 years, 2 months behind bars.